Everything he wore was neutral, from his suit to his socks, except for his size 14 burgundy loafers. He'd ordered them custom-made online, but the company had sent the wrong shade. "I'm sure you can live with a bit of colour in your life for once," Estelle had said with a sigh. "Dark red shoes won't kill you." But each time Benedict wore them, he felt conspicuous. His width and height attracted attention, and now he sported berry-hued loafers. As usual, Cecil arrived at the shop 10 minutes late. He had a tropical dress sense, wearing a powder blue suit with a peach shirt and an emerald green tie. His white hair was waxed into a small triangle, which reminded Benedict of a budgerigar's quiff. Cecil spent a lot of time with his two young nieces, so often spoke as if he was on social media. Each day he brought his cat, the fearsome Lord Puss, into work. A white Persian who thought he was superior to humans, Lord Puss sat on a purple velvet cushion on the counter, where he greeted customers with narrow lemon eyes and a flex of his claws. "Aloha," Cecil called into the workshop. "Hello, the kettle's boiled," Benedict shouted back, pleased to hear Cecil's voice. He'd spent the weekend alone, mooching around listlessly and wondering what Estelle was doing without him. He watched too many action films and wondered where the heroes got their energy from. "Coolio!" Cecil set his basket down and Lord Puss swanked out. The cat blinked around with disdain and settled onto his cushion. Cecil made 2 cups of tea, one black for him and one white with 3 sugars for Benedict. He placed coasters on the workbench and set the cups down. "Ooh, what you making?" he asked. "A silver brooch." Benedict held it up for Cecil to see. "Another triangular one?" "Yes. It looks a bit Star Trek-y." "Great," Benedict said. "Well, yes, if you want to look like Captain Kirk." Now that Cecil said this, Benedict thought the piece did look a bit space age. He placed it at the back of his bench. "We should make more effort to follow trends," Cecil said. "What about festival jewellery or friendship bracelets? How about ear cuffs or adding gems to your work?" Benedict stared at him as if he was speaking a foreign language. "This is Noon's son," he said. "The villagers like simple, classic things." Cecil opened the appointment book and flicked through it. "Well, I can see that you're not going to be rushed off your feet when I go into hospital for my hernia op. I've told Lord Puss that you're going to look after him." "I don't know how I'll cope without you," Benedict admitted. He imagined stone jewellery being as still and quiet as his own home, and the thought made his jaw ache. He wished that he could chit-chat with customers like Cecil did, but his own words queued up in his head like cars in a motorway traffic jam. "I don't like to leave you on your own here, especially with Estelle moving out. How are things between the two of you?" Benedict's smile slipped. He picked up the triangular silver brooch and gave it a polish on his trouser leg. He would only allow his friend to see his hurt. Even though Cecil was a gossip, cooing and flattering customers, Benedict knew his assistant had integrity and always looked out for him. "All fine, I suppose," he mumbled. "Benedicto, you don't have to put a shine on things for me. How are things really?" Benedict's shoulders sloped. He wished that his life could be as shiny and simple as his jewellery. "Not good. Estelle's still staying at her friend's apartment whilst Veronica's working away in America. She's been gone for 6 weeks now." "Couldn't she just check on the apartment each day?" Cecil asked. Benedict looked down at his big hands. "She wants a proper break, to clear her head. The longer she's gone, the more it feels that she won't come back. Anyway," he lifted his voice to try to say.